Hey everybody, I'm Jody Vance.
And I'm George Affleck.
And we promised you, while on hiatus this summer, if something big was happening, we'd dive in. So of course, it's time for
Unspun Summertime Edition.
everybody in the pool.
Or out of the pool, back into the pool, out of the pool, in the pool. Ugh,
Do
Jody,
you want to set this one up for us, George?
you are kicking butt and taking no prisoners? How about that? I mean,
Okay, I will take that as a setup. Yes,
I
I'm
think
on
that
a mission.
we all know how you feel about the park board and me and Kit's pool, but this is very specific to Kit's pool. And it's right now, what, mid July 17th. Super hot. I just went for a walk. Beautiful, sunny, warm Saturday. It's like 30 degrees today. And if you go to Kit's pool, what happens, Jody?
Empty. It's
Empty.
empty and sold out, simultaneously empty and sold out. So for
Impossible.
people, I mean, people have watched this podcast and listened to our podcast for how many seasons now? Are we in season seven?
Going into season eight.
We're going into season eight. So this is season 7.5 here because we're usually on hiatus. We actually have people that say, when Jody starts talking about kids' pool again, I tune out because I'm sick of it. Okay. I hear you, I see you. And I'm glad
Yes.
you're still listening and watching. Thank you. But that's what it takes. We've been on the kids' pool file, you and I, George, since 2022. It's 2025 because when it closed for COVID, right? Like everything closed for COVID, basically. And then there were the restrictions and cohorts, and you had to stand in line, and then you had to wait, and they had to wipe the pool down. And then I used to swim in that pool every single day, a mile a day. I know you've heard the story, my friend. So please, thank you for being so patient. I've swam there four times since COVID. It's 2025. I go on my birthday because that's the only time I can truly plan a reservation, get it in advance. My family goes out of their way to make sure we can get a reservation. We were going for our 45-minute swim. Now it's an hour and a half. Oh, now it's 2.5 hours. And in 2025, I cannot believe it. My mom is in care near Kit's pool. So I see this pool at least once a day, if not twice. And I'm constantly shocked that it's not just a little bit empty, but outrageously empty. And then there's a massive lineup, like massive 50, 100 people in line for half an hour while the pool is closed. Five times a day it closes for 30 minutes, 2.5 hours a day it closes for what? Park board says they need to clear it out and sweep the people out of the changing rooms to open for the next 2.5 hour session. What? So if you are a walk up, if you decided to risk being a walk up and the reservation's 80% is already sold out online, and you walk up halfway through one of these sessions, you will pay full price to only have access to the pool for whatever remains in that session. There's no
That's such
spontaneity anymore. It's so ridiculous, right?
expensive.
Oh, I went up there and said, is there room for a family of four? And they said, yes, there is. And I went, great. And they said, oh, but you're only going to be allowed in for just under an hour because we only have that much time left in our session. Did the math. If I had two kids, above the age of three, but under the age of whatever it is, 15,
Yeah.
and two adults, it would have been $30.
And then
30.
45 minutes of going in, especially if your kids are younger, schlepping your stuff, putting your stuff down, getting them ready, put them in the pool. You got 5 minutes of swimming, get out. And then you can't come back after the break. Like, that's ridiculous. I've been to pools from Disneyland to wherever. The only time they clear the pool is when the kid takes a dump in
That's right.
Like,
That's right. When the Snickers bar is,
out
or what do they
of
call the O.
the
Henry bar
pool.
is floating and
Yes.
Caddyshack, everybody out of the pool. But
Yeah.
other than that, and George, some of the excuses. So the Daily Hive, Amir Ali has been on this. It's so great. Amir wrote a story with the Daily Hive. You and I worked with Amir at CKNW. He's an excellent writer at the Daily Hive. And he got on this. He's like, this is ridiculous. And then it got picked up, and then you did the CBC interview with Gloria Makarenko on CBC Radio, which was amazing, by the way. People may have missed that, but talk a little bit about how that went for you. You were interviewed first, and then a park board commissioner came in after you. How enlightening was that?
Yeah, and never my favorite process. I like to debate a person in real life, like in one to one, as opposed to this one two kind of approach. I also find it You especially if you can't come back afterwards, because he
Right,
said
to
so much.
rebut.
There was so much. I mean, I basically, because I know that process, because you and I, we've host radio show, know how to interview people, and that process is frustrating for a guest. So I helped ask. I'd asked Glory to pose some specific questions about data, because I don't think the Park Board, as you have pointed out many times, have any real data about anything they're saying. And so I said, ask Thomas Digby, who's a commissioner for the Park Board, these numbers, like how many people can swim in kids' pool? What's the max capacity? What is the current capacity? What are the rules? How many lifeguards are there? All that stuff. And he had zero answers, no answers to any of those questions. And here he is, the front and center. To his credit, he's the only commissioner talking publicly. So even though we don't agree with him, at least he's talking publicly about how he feels. The other commissioners are completely silent, which is, and the council. It's pathetic. That's a whole other issue. But
We can get to
so he
that.
was just so full of no information, not even misinformation, just no information. But he doubled down on his stance that this is a good idea. How? Why? What data? You have zero
Where's the
data.
data?
You have
I'm
no
your
proof.
data.
And you're
I'm your
just
data.
basically, you're basing this on feelings because of COVID, which even back then we were like, okay, now we know COVID is really hard to transmit outside. They still kept those strict rules about Spain. Like, come on.
Yeah,
Ugh.
painted little lines. You got to
They're
live in your
still
little
there.
box on that.
They're
Come
still
on.
there.
Come on,
I
come on.
know.
I will say the one thing that I took away from that you speaking and then the Park Board Commissioner Digby speaking after you was when Gloria did press him on what the capacity of the pool is and how many, like in a peak time, how many, because they keep the commissioners who speak on this, and Steve Jackson, the general manager, has been on a couple of radio shows and very clear on talking points, right? You and I have seen the internal memo, we know. The talking points, and they're just all BS. But they stick to this. There are safety regulations that they must adhere to, they say. And it used to be one lifeguard per 100 people, and now it's one per 60 people. And
Okay,
I'm
fine.
sorry, but for 40 years in that pool, there were six lifeguards for 1,000 people. So, and I have searched high and low, I've Google searched, I've asked ChatGPT, I've asked my friends, I've asked the park board. How many fatalities, how many tragedies have happened at Kitt's Pool that have us so concerned that the capacity now, which is the one thing that I have gotten out of them, it took a while, is maximum at peak times in that pool is 300 people. That's ridiculous.
Which, and it can
Rid
fit 1500 at the limit.
1,500. Yes. And I regularly
And
swam
so
with a
even
thousand people easily in there, easily in
it's
there.
huge. It's huge. And
Huge.
even if, okay, lifeguard issue, okay, sure. I mean, saving lives is important. We don't want people to drown. And I would say lifeguards on
No.
the beach is more complicated than the pool, but still, I got 1500 people in there. Okay, let's say it's 60. So the math is whatever, you need 20 lifeguards. Okay, so hire them. I mean, if you've got 1500 people and they're paying $10 a pop, you're making, not even making $1,500. You're probably tripling that money per day. A
Tripling the money.
lifeguard is paid
So
like $30 an hour. Come on.
I've had multiple lifeguards reach out to me since I've been putting this out on my social media on a daily basis. Multiple reach out to me. They've applied at Park Board and they have been turned away. Your services are not required. So when there's an argument, and I got this from the general manager, you see, it's very difficult to staff. It's very difficult to find the people who will work. I'm like, how does Brad West find them in his pool in Port Coquitlam that has no reservation system, is fully staffed, and is free? The outdoor pool in Poco is all those things. And you know what? Brad told me this a couple of years ago on many subjects. I think it was about parks and trash and parks and being prepared for summer. He says, you know what's funny about summer? It happens at the same time every year. What is wrong with this park board? I've learned, George, that commissioners and staff take vacation in the summer, and very little can be done in the summer months because they cover each other, but no decision can be made without all of them there. If that doesn't constitute a broken system, when they're supposed to be managing the
Take your 2 months
busiest
off
time,
in January. Like, you work through
yeah,
summer. Like,
what
meet
is
in,
this?
they're probably not, they don't, I think they meet throughout July and then they stop meeting in August, like council. So that's pretty
There is a
standard,
meeting on
but
Monday. This is breaking news, though. I just was
Okay.
listening to City News 1130 just to get a news update on the cabinet shuffle, to be honest. And they're like, headline, headline, headline. And then they get into their top story, right? And they're like, Premier David Eby shuffles his cabinet and removing the reservation system at Kitt's Pool, a park board commissioner is tabling a motion. And I was like, we're a headline, George. We're a headline. What's
Nice.
happening? So Marie Claire Howard, Park Board Commissioner Marie Claire Howard is tabling an emergency motion on Monday in the Park Board meeting to ask that the restrictions of all kinds be lifted. No more closures, no more cohorts, no more lining up, no more online reservations, nothing. Open, full access to Kitt's Pool, full access,
We'll see.
starting August 1st. And for the month of August,
Why?
we can see whether or not it's Armageddon, whether or not it's the apocalypse that strikes, that people, as the park board chair said in one article in the I think it was in the Western Standard that Jared Yeager wrote, her quote was something to the effect of, you know, we don't want people swooning with heat stroke and possibly dying in line at the pool. And I'm like, what?
You're
Dying
going
in
to
line at the pool at the beach with 15,000 people sitting around them,
a, yeah, we don't
like
want them to go to the
soaking up the
pool.
sun.
It's like, anyways, we know there are more, I do marketing. I have a whole CRM system where you can text people. I can set it up in a day for them if they want. I mean, literally, this
Right.
is, you can walk, go down to the beach, wait for it to go bleep, go to sit under a tree. Come on, it's like 2025. This
That's
is
it.
technology is like literally can be set up in a day. Don't
So
give me
you'd
any
be able to go
BS.
up.
This is can't be done. The biggest challenge will be lifeguards because Brad West took all the good ones, of course. If you're a
He did.
lifeguard, come on, where do you want to be a lifeguard in? I mean, come on. If you're 20 years old and you've got a six pack, I'm thinking I want to be at Kitt's Pool sitting up there
Totally.
or at the
I had
beach at the
such,
West End. Come
I'm
on.
telling you, I can picture his face right now.
Sorry, Brad West, but I
I
mean,
had
you got.
such a crush on the perennial Maine lifeguard. He had aviators mirrored, walked really slow. He looked like a total quintessential California dude. And every time I go in there, I'd be like, oh, you're so handsome. Swim faster when swimming by. No, I mean, I was a kid. I'm like, when I think about the times, the unbelievable times swimming in that pool and an entire generation of people who can't do it, I want to reiterate this important fact too, George. I'm not doing this for me. I am going to change the rules back to what they were so that the rest of my community can experience some of what I did. And people who argue that Vancouver is a growing city and we have too few amenities and we don't have enough pools and da da, that can all be true. But you don't have to put restrictions on the pool in order for those things to be true. Because my girlfriend, who used to use Kitt's pool all the time with me, whose child grew up with mine, lived two doors down from me. She moved to Los Angeles almost a year and a half ago. And she's watching this happen on my social media. She's like, this is madness. She's like, I was at a pool, outdoor pool in Los Angeles on the weekend, no reservation, $9. Stayed there all day. It was glorious. How can it happen in LA? We hear anecdotal stories about people in Toronto and it's free. We have anecdotal stories about Winnipeg and Calgary and Port Coquitlam. Like, this is not hard. The data is clear and the park board is proving themselves to be dinosaurs. And this could be a win for the park board,
I
George.
know. I just think that I think if I was, if for anybody who's voting next year, anybody who hasn't spoken out loudly about this issue from park boards to council, bye-bye. You are not a brave politician. You are not willing to put it out there. You're not speaking for the people who, I don't care what party you are, suck it. You're done. Goodbye. Don't give me a DM and, private message and tell me you support what I'm saying. BS. Speak for us. That's your job. That's why I voted for you. So I'm sick of this pathetic, this park board, especially. Give me a break. And, as Ken Sims trying to get rid of it, that's not even the issue. It's just like, come on, just be better at your job. You're
Do
paid
your job. Do your actual
$20,000 a
job.
year, $20,000 a year. Can you just advocate for what is obviously the majority of people who want to swim in this pool? How can you not go there as you have done many times with a video, and videoed it and said, here, look, it's ridiculous. And so, by the way, just to wrap it up
Yeah,
for us,
go.
make sure you tell people what to do, because if that's happening on Monday, you gotta send your emails in.
Right
I
now.
did yesterday. I put subject line free kids pool, and I just said, guys, like, come on, please. Just pretty simple sentence, make it happen. This is ridiculous.
Just one, you don't have to write a big long email.
No.
You don't have to. And the email addresses, I'm going to grab a pencil, because there are two email addresses that are really important here. And all you have to do is put free kids pool on the top, or something like, here's my thoughts on kids pool or whatever, body attacks, return it to pre-COVID, period. Like, it doesn't need to be long and involved, or you can write longer ones. You wrote a beautiful one. I'm so grateful for it. We need it's going to take all of us, because the park board really has their heels dug in. The park board chair, who wields an incredible amount of power, can just basically be like, no. And I'm hearing that there's more going on here than
They say
just.
it's going to be like, oh, it's too risky. That's what I always got pushed back on my emotions. Oh, it's too dangerous, or it's you're putting people's lives in, like
Prove that. Prove it.
That's what she'll say. I bet you. I bet that's what
Yeah.
she'll say.
Well, it'll be horrifically unpopular. Anyway, her email
Vote the bums
address
out. Vote the bums
is
out. Sorry.
Laura dash Christiansen. So Christiansen. Laura dash Christiansen at Vancouver.ca, or the park board general manager. So it's PBGMO, so Park Board General Manager's Office in the acronym, PBGMO at Vancouver.ca. And if those went by too fast, log on Google Park Board comms
Yeah,
and
I
it'll
think
all
there's
come up.
commissioners, Park Board Commissioners app as well, isn't there? A
You could
generic
do
one?
that. Park Board Commissioners app seems to have something bouncing back to people saying that this email address is no longer monitored, because they're flooded. That's what's happening, because we didn't even talk about Stanley Park train. I mean,
Well,
the
and the
park
other
board
pools.
is
There's other pools that are affected by this too, by the way. So it's not just
totally.
Second Beach as well. I mean, we use
Second
kits
Beach.
as a metaphor for park board incompetence.
Second Beach has been closed mornings, and people are being told to go to Kits Pool because the people who made reservations are not showing up. So you go be the 20% that show up. And you know what? Even George, I would say, if we wanted common sense and meet in the middle and compromise and all that kind of stuff, why not do 20% of reservations, 20% of capacity online, and the rest, first come, first serve? Why is it 80% online and 20% for people that want to spontaneously swim? The closing it for sessions is absolute
not four times a
lunacy.
day, and
It's
then just walk
lunacy. I don't
around and give
ever.
evil eyes to anybody who stayed too long. Like, are you guys
Yeah.
gonna be here all day? Because there's other people lined up. And I go, oh yeah, sorry, we'll leave.
Or say you're not allowed to bring a tent and a barbecue. Like,
Which
do
we're
that at
not.
the beach. I know, right? But it's, if this doesn't resolve itself this summer, it doesn't end for me. Like,
No, we're on it. We're on it.
We're doing it. BC cabinet shuffle. Can we just, because that is happening while we're speaking.
Couple of
The premier.
surprises. Ravi Kalan is now the minister of basically jobs and the economy, which is the key issue right now because of the
Yes.
tariffs. And then the only Spencer Chandra of Herbert
Herbert, yep.
Finally got a real ministry of I forget what it is, but anyways, he got a ministry. I mean, he's been
Spencer,
on.
Minister of Indigenous Relations and Reconciliation, and I think he'll do an excellent job with that. I really do.
Yeah, he's been on there
Christine
for like
Boyle
20
is the
years,
minister.
so.
Christine Boyle is the Minister of Housing and Municipal Affairs, so she takes over what Ravi Kalan was doing.
He's
The
done the hard
people,
work.
Brenda Bailey stays in finance. Josie Osborne stays in health.
Great.
AG and
How
Deputy
big's our
Premier.
deficit there?
I know it ballooned. It's ballooning, but not surprising. I mean, there are a number of
Debts.
headwinds as well. I know.
I don't even get me started on the
That's
finances.
a whole other podcast for us, and we're on
Yes.
vacation. That's why. Minister
Right.
Dick still with Climate Solutions, and among others. Like, they didn't even list all the ones that remained the same. It was kind of like Gilligan's Island. And the rest here on Gilligan's Isle. Anyway.
And on that note,
On that note, do we wrap it up, or do we have
let's
one
sail
note
away.
about,
Sail away. Sail
you
away.
know what? There's still chaos in Trump land,
Yeah.
and Prime Minister Carney is trying to, we are lifting trade barriers across this country. We'll see how that
Well,
works.
First Nations don't want it now, so whatever.
So we'll
Anyways.
tell you more about it when next. Okay, if the motion goes through on Monday, we're doing a victory lap next week. Okay.
Okay.
Let's go. Email. We need it. It's going to take all of us. I hope people watch this and email laura-christensen at vancouver.ca and hashtag free kids pool.
See you next time.